Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com. And when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Missouri Tigers are squarely in the conversation to win the SEC in 2024 in football. When did we think we would be saying that? Not about 18 months ago when Eli Drinkwitz was getting extension. Some people were asking why. There wasn't a whole lot of fruits to his labor at that point, but you fast forward and you have an 11-win season where you beat Ohio State at the end. You push Georgia to the brink for the second year in a row, lose in a crazy game to Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner. But other than that, take care of business and now have depth there in your program with recruiting momentum, different things like that. Missouri is in a great place for football as we head into the 2024 season. And today, here on SEC Unfiltered, we are going to be recapping and telling you what we learned from the 2024 Missouri spring game. Hello, everyone. I'm Blaine Gilmer. Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet. And yes, as I just said, we're going to be diving into what we learned from the Missouri spring game in 2024. Admittedly, now right off the top, it wasn't a ton in terms of a physicality standpoint. They blew the whistle when it looked like somebody was going to be tackled. They did not allow tackling in this game. I want to say two things up front. I believe in this Missouri team. I think they're going to be very, very good. I think that they have an opportunity, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think they're going to go 11-1 in the regular season. I really do. And we'll have a series coming up on game by game predictions and things like that, but it could not set up better schedule wise for Missouri in 2024. I think they're going to be a really, really good football team. I think they'll find themselves in the SEC championship game this upcoming year. However, one thing that could derail that would be the depth along the offensive line. And when you have to replace a Javon Foster and you have to replace Xavier Delgado and you got Caden Green coming in on the left-hand side of the line of scrimmage, you got him at left tackle. And then, you know, you're trying to figure out who's going to be guard and things of that nature. I think you need to see full contact, live scrimmage, go to the ground tackling. And listen, Eli Drinkwitz is the reigning SEC coach of the year. He has forgotten more football than I'll ever know. But I'm just a firm proponent of live tackling in your spring game scrimmage and building that competitiveness. Because ultimately, I think one thing that can happen is when people know that they're not tackling live, when people know that they're not going 100% and treating it like a real game, I think, one, it can create an opportunity for some freaky type injuries where you're having to say, okay, well, I'm going to hold up. I'm not going to go full speed here. I'm going to have to pull up when that ball carrier comes, and sometimes the ball ends up being on you if you're a defender. And then I just don't think you get an accurate look if you are an offensive lineman. If you're on that side of the ball, I don't know that you're going to get that defender going full speed on their run fit and fitting in there. So I think that might suffer a little bit. That's the only qualm I have with the way that Missouri does their spring game. Listen, I know there's injury prevention, and I know that you have to make sure that you take care of things on that end. But I will just say that I think that's one thing that you could look back on this spring game and how they go about things, and who knows what they do in terms of the preparation and fall camp and things like that. I just think you have to be able to go live and hit. The only way you get better at tackling, at fitting up, at being able to block 100% is to do those things 100%. Now, obviously, not hitting the quarterback, that's nobody does that at any point in time, okay? So that's neither here nor there.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
But I do think the one thing that could derail this team that we saw in the spring game is I don't know that you have a guy, and Caden Green looked good at times, but there was other times where I thought it looked a little sloppy over there on that left-hand side of the line. Heck, I thought Connor Tolleson at center looked sloppy some. I thought he got his tail whooped a couple of times. So offensive line, that's where we got to make sure if you're looking at Missouri, got to address those issues. Now, I will say, other than that, I thought Missouri looked phenomenal in this spring game, and we're going to tell you a couple of our takeaways from it right after we mention this word from our sponsor here on the show, our partner, mybookie.ag. Guys, it is March Madness season. The brackets are out. And if you're still on a hunt for the sports book that you need to place your bets through this March, then you need to go to mybookie.ag. Guys, enter the bracket contest for a chance to take home prizes up to $25,000 or pick a huge selection of straight bets, prop bets, and also look at the different odds, the news, the information, the trends. Mybookie.ag helps educate you on things going on in your desired sports that you're looking at as well. So whatever your style of play, mybookie.ag makes it easy to play and to get paid. Sign up now and take advantage of our generous welcome offer to score a massive first deposit bonus up to $1,000. All you have to do is use the promo code SECU, guys. And like I said, last minute odds, free bets, expert predictions, they're all there over at mybookie.ag. And the best part is you can do it from anywhere. They have a mobile-friendly website, guys, mybookie.ag. Use that promo code SECU to secure your limited-time welcome bonus today. Now, let's get into some of the takeaways here. We already talked about got to make sure you manufacture some depth along the offensive line. Got to, you know, I just hate the not tackling part of the spring game and everything, but it is what it is. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say the Missouri Tigers may have the deepest set of pass catchers in total, tight ends, receivers of anybody in the SEC. They may have the deepest receiving core when you total in tight ends and receivers of anyone. You look across the board, we know what they have. Last year, the leading guys last year from Luther Burden, Theo Weiss, Mookie Cooper, okay? But when you add in Marquise Johnson, who looked phenomenal in that game, doing different things, I mean, when Marquise Johnson is on the field, my goodness, he stands out. He looks different. He's a guy that all the coaches on were raving over there, you know, talked a little bit to some people who were there covering the game in person, and they said that was the talk of the town. That was the talk of spring camp was, okay, Marquise Johnson is the guy who could really flash this year on the offensive side of the football. But then I saw, you know, Brady Cook just continuing to drop back, and all of a sudden there he finds Daniel Blood several times, and there he finds Joshua Manning several times. I think they have five receivers that I would not have any problem with lining up and going and saying, hey, it's a critical down. You gotta win one-on-one with your physical traits and be able to go out there and take care of business. Now, Blood and Manning may have some growing to do in terms of understanding fully the nuances of Eli Drinkwitz's offense and being able to be on that same page with Brady Cook and stuff like that in terms of just having the amount of reps to say, hey, if this happens, we've got this concept on, here's this coverage, this is what I really like to do, things of this and that. But, you know, you can only have those really true one reps with so many guys. But I do really, really like the body types of Blood and Manning. And then you add Johnson in there. Marquise Johnson, I think, is going to be a real X factor for Missouri. And I'm talking about, you've got that gives you what, six wide receivers, and then you talk about, so really eight guys counting the tight ends, Norfleet and Stevens. Stevens, he's been around forever, and he gets overshadowed by the immense talent that Brett Norfleet has at tight end. But I'm telling you, Stevens is just a reliable guy that, I mean, they split him out sometimes, and you have to put a corner out there, you have to walk a linebacker out there. And that's just a mismatch for a little 5, 6, 7 yard gain, something that can move the chains and just keep you going if he runs a little hitch route. So I'm just telling you, they are deep, deep in terms of the weapons that Brady Cook has. I would not want to be an opposing secondary if I was going against the Missouri Tigers in the 2024 season. Now, opposed from them on the other side, the defensive backfield. The questions are, okay, how does the incoming transfer Toriano Pride and how does Drayden Norwood step up in becoming the starting cornerbacks for this team with Chris Abrams drain and with Enos Rakestraw out? And I think with them going to the NFL, I think we saw quite clearly that Toriano Pride and Drayden Norwood are more than prepared for their opportunity to be the starting corners for Missouri. When it came down to Drayden Norwood, he had a couple pass breakups in this game. He just looks so cool, calm, and collected out there. It seems like nothing rattles him. He was in mostly on third downs as a third corner last year. Came in, really did a great job. Like I said, I highlighted him in the underrated series that we have going right now on SEC Unfiltered over on the YouTube channel, where we take a player that is underrated in terms of national attention and things like that from each team. And I think that is Drayden Norwood. I think he's a guy, because of the Toriano Pride addition and things like that, he just doesn't get talked about enough. He is a very, very talented guy in coverage. He understands the system. Now, he's learning a new defense this year, but he was very, very smart, very, very intelligent last year with how he goes about things. So I think that Drayden Norwood showed that he's going to be just fine. And then Toriano Pride may have made the best play of the entire game in phase on a deep ball that Brady Cook let go. He's battling, I believe it was Joshua Manning, who's a big receiver. He goes up there, stays in phase right in his hip pocket. When he sees Manning go up for the ball, he goes up, plays the ball, catches the interception. I think Toriano Pride is going to be tremendous. Between Toriano Pride and Drayden Norwood, I think you have lockdown corners over there. Then maybe the biggest deal that we saw, and we didn't get to see the full capabilities of the running backs. That was another question. Okay, how do we replace Cody Schrader? Are these running backs and Marcus Carroll and Nate Noel going to be able to come in and just pick up the slack, really run that outside zone? It was hard to tell because they had to blow the whistle so early and things of that nature. But I do think one thing that's encouraging is seeing Marcus Carroll and Nate Noel catch the ball out of the backfield. That is a added dimension. That's something that Cody Schrader did very well. He's a guy who you know, you had to account for him one way or another, whether it's run the outside zone, whether it's running a swing route or a wheel route or a screen pass. So I think seeing them being able to do that was encouraging for Missouri there. And then lastly, guys, Darius Smith and Chris McClellan are going to be a problem on the defensive front for Missouri. I think Darius Smith has a real chance to grow into that edge rusher role that Darius Robinson had out there. He's just got so much length, and listen, he's practiced day in and day out in that Georgia system, and now he comes over to Missouri. This is a guy who he knows how to work. He knows how to get after it, and I think his sheer length, athleticism, the speed off the edge is going to give him an opportunity to be a playmaker for Missouri in 2024. And then Chris McClellan, the transfer from Florida on the interior defensive line, he was just all over the field. Just really, really couldn't be contained in terms of pushing the pocket, making quarterback uncomfortable, all of those type things. I think when it comes down to it, he was a disruptive force and a guy that really is going to be a problem for opposing offensive lines to handle. The only other thing that I would say in terms of the concern category for Missouri coming out of the spring game is not real convinced that there's a real true guy to be the backup for Brady Cook at quarterback. It was not a very inspiring performance for Brett Brown, who was quarterbacking on that gold team. So you had the black team and the gold team. You know, even despite him having the top receivers over there, he had Luther Burden, he had Theo Weiss on his team, he had Brett Norfleet. All of those guys, whereas Brady Cook didn't. Still not a great performance by him. I don't think it inspires a whole lot of confidence there in the backup quarterback situation. Now, I think that's exactly why Missouri went out and got Drew Pine to transfer in. Just an insurance policy because, listen, Brady Cook's going to run. That's part of his game. He's a physical guy. He doesn't mind lowering his shoulder and running over somebody. And, yes, you can coach him not to do that, but sometimes instinct is going to take over, and that's going to happen So, you know, if he were to get banged up, who would be that guy, backup quarterback? But I'm telling you this, if Missouri stays healthy on the offensive line, if they have enough depth on that offensive line, and if Brady Cook is able to also stay healthy and be able to just distribute the ball effectively to all these weapons, like we said, Luther Burden, Theo Weiss, Mookie Cooper, Marquise Johnson, you got Daniel Blood, Joshua Manning, Brett Norfleet, and Tyler Stevens. Those eight guys, plus the running backs, two running backs, really 10 targets that he can distribute the football to, I think Missouri is going to end up being a team that you look at the end of the year, and I think they're going to find themselves in the SEC championship game based off that schedule. I think they're going to be 11-1, and I think it's going to be a tremendous year for Missouri, and Eli Drinkwitz and company are going to firmly cement themselves into that upper echelon of the SEC and real true contenders in college football. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet. I am Blaine Gilmer. You can follow me on X using @BGilmer18. You can follow the show on any of the social media platforms, whether that is X, that's TikTok, that is Instagram, that's Facebook, use it @SEC Unfiltered, and head on over to the website, secunfiltered.com, as we have a ton of written content going out over there as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you, and we will catch you guys next time to talk more Missouri football, more SEC football, and all things SEC right here on SEC Unfiltered.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.